and I am joined on the line by Bridget, who is from Bennett's Funeral Directors based here in Brentwood. So good morning to you, Bridget.
Good morning, Michelle.
Nice to catch up with you.
And with you too. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about the seminars with you this morning.
Yes, you've got two seminars coming up, so tell us about them.
Yeah, so on Tuesday 17th of May, 6:30, we've got a seminar taking place that's going to be taken by Dr. Bill Webster. And now Dr. Bill Webster is a world-renowned grief counsellor, and he wrote a structured bereavement support program about 10 years ago called Grief Journey. And at Bennett's and with other funeral directors locally too, we've been delivering that six-week course for people. It's benefited so many people in Brentwood and surrounding areas. And Dr. Bill's over again next month, and he'll be holding a seminar for people who have been bereaved. And we think it will be especially helpful to people who lost somebody over the last 2 years in particular. So people who lost somebody during the pandemic, when there were so many restrictions on all of us in terms of how we could say goodbye to our loved one. Mm. So that one is Tuesday, 17th of May, 6:30. And that's at St. Peter's Church in Hutton on Clouton Way. And if people are interested in coming along to that, there is a sign-up via Eventbrite, just so we know how many people are coming and we know how many cups of tea we need to make.
And over the last 2 years in particular, because of everything that's gone on with COVID, at the end of somebody's life, being there at the end with somebody, if you're able to, can give you quite a lot of comfort. So there are so many people in the UK who had that basically taken away from them.
Absolutely right, absolutely right. And the importance of a really meaningful goodbye is so, so important. Which is why funerals are so important. And we worked really, really hard with people during the pandemic to make those smaller services really personal and meaningful. But we know that at the very beginning of the pandemic that people missed out on so, so much. I mean, we didn't even meet the families we were looking after face-to-face until the actual day of the service itself.
Yeah.
So we think that this seminar in particular, it's for anybody who has experienced a loss. They don't have to have been a Bennett's funeral family. They will be very, very welcome to join us, and I think that they will gain a lot, some validation on perhaps how they're feeling about having those funeral rites taken away from them.
Mm.
So that's a really, really important one. We hope that people find out about it and book up and come along. You may make friends, you know. You may listen to other people speaking that evening and think, you know, I thought it was just me that was feeling that way.
Mm.
And that's one of the really empowering things about talking about grief in groups, because it can help to really kind of change people's thought processes about how perhaps they were feeling a little bit stuck in their memories, and actually help them to move into a much more comfortable phase of grieving for their loved one. They'll never stop loving that person that died just because they weren't able to, you know, have 100 people in the chapel at the time, or they couldn't go to their church because, you know, that was the restriction that was placed on everybody at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. You've also got a seminar for professional people.
Yeah, anybody who works with bereaved people in their professional capacity, so it could be, you know, GPs, it could be other medical professionals, nurses, etc., teachers even, people who come into contact with people who are bereaved, who they have a professional responsibility for looking after. And that seminar is on the Wednesday, the following day, Wednesday the 18th of May from 2:00.
Yep.
And it's at the same venue at St. Peter's Church in Hutton. And again, it's bookable through Eventbrite. There will be certificates issued from Dr. Bill at the end of that session for continuous professional development purposes for those people who do attend, and that will be focusing on but finding solutions for, so not just focusing on the difficulties over the last 2 years, but perhaps moving forward and how you know, professionals can find ways in which that they can help those people who are perhaps a little bit stuck in their grief, and how they can help people in all sort of ways working alongside bereaved people. And again, it's a networking opportunity for people in their professional capacity as well.
And finally, you've got a memorial service, which is going to be open for everybody. When's that taking place?
Yeah, once again, we have our annual memorial service. This is our memorial service in the Queen's Platinum Jubilee year. And that's on the 22nd of May from 3 o'clock. And that's, as always, at the Regimental Chapel in Worley. Beautiful building over there. And again, I must stress, that's not just for Bennett's families. That's for anybody who wants to remember somebody on that day. There's an opportunity to light a candle and to write their loved one's name on our memory tree. And then we have cake and tea afterwards and an opportunity to talk to one another.